Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. Oh yeah, there's an army rising up. Thank you, Jesus. There's an army rising up to break every, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is power, oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Thank you, Jesus. There's an army from this place rising up. Thank you, Jesus. There's an army and we are rising up. Sheramokaratea. There's an army rising up. Thank you, Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, break every chain. Oh, yada posha da da bai. I hate the chain for it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I hate the chains for it. I hear the chain falling. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I hear the chains falling. Yeah. I hear the chain. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. We've started teaching already. Over every hurt and every man. Oh, yeah. Cause I know there is peace within your presence. Has changed. I just want to speak the name of Jesus to every dark addiction, to every dark
John 14. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Next part of scripture. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And of course, how do you ask? Are you all here? How do you ask? When you know the will of the Father, isn't it? You don't ask. You ask according to the will of the Father. So let's see from John 17. Just affirm this. I actually meant to quote John 7. I mean, John 15, 7. 15, 7. If you abide in me, and my word abide in you. If you ask what you desire, it shall be done for you. So you see that? Something happens to your desire when his words begin to abide in you. It changes. Your desires become altered. His words cannot abide in you, and you are thinking like the world. It's not possible. And that's why when you ask in his name, you will see it come to pass. The team is one with the Father. So I'm trying to teach you how you become one with the Father. Is that if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, whatever you ask, it shall be given. 1 Corinthians 6 and 7. So this is how you become one with the Father. 6:17, I meant. We'll start from 16 so that you have a clearer picture. Say, I'm one with the Father. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? There are spiritual consequences to these things. Life is 100% spiritual. Yes, sir. See, he that is joined with a harlot is what? Is one with the harlot. Now you see, I just finished with her and she's gone. But God's word said, you are one with the harlot. Meaning, everything, infirmity, everything. That is why naturally, there are some sicknesses that are transferred. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Even naturally. You see that? Whatever they had, you didn't get it. Alright? And spiritually too, you are one. You heard those dreadful revelations that they say the curses and the whatever comes to you. It's true. If they have family problems, you automatically receive the family problems. If the mom sacrificed them to spirit waters, you automatically receive them. And a lot of people are suffering not because of anything wrong with them, but because they slept around, is the truth. So they thought they just while away time, but you know, they are suffering as a result of sleeping around. The problem of other people came to them. If that family were never supposed to walk in riches because they had a covenant to walk in poverty, you will never be rich, even everybody in your family is rich. It's so dreadful. But you see, it's removed in Christ. And that's why you're in church today. That's not where the gospel ends. You know, people say, Pastor Simon, you are just capping. There's nothing like that. Well, there's something like that. And I don't need to argue with you to prove it. You will see it. Do you understand? Except you want to live complicated lives. If you see people sleep around and they have money, they are losers in disguise. The Bible says, do not envy the prosperity of the wicked. It will amount them to nothing. There's a Pastor Simon, some of these politicians, they sleep around, they have the money. Do they earn it? Or they take it? They steal it. If they are supposed to earn it with the atrocities around, there are a lot of consequences. And that's why most of them, when they finish politics in less than 5 years, they'll turn to beggars. Some of them. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because they didn't even know the purpose of money. They entered into politics to steal money. They don't know the purpose of money. So many people, you know, I was speaking to a pastor friend that stopped working in this urban organization with the government. And he was telling me the reason why he stopped was because they were using him and he didn't want to be part of the fully. They would tell him to add beacons, to do this, and to collect money. He said when he saw everything they were doing, it was just for Friday night. All the money they were making was to the end that on Friday night they go out with women. So he was like, all this hustling, just on Friday night. And he said, no, I don't want to be part of this. Then he quit. He said, I'd rather be a businessman. Because as long as you are there under the authority, you must do what they want, he said. So you see how people are, why they are fighting and stealing money and fighting for positions. It's just for Friday night. They don't even understand the purpose of money. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So when you make all those billions and squander it, a whole nation is in debt. Serious debt over trillions. You know, all of us are owing money, like I told you. Billions of money, because some, and you know, there are some people richer, you know, that some people are individuals in this country can pay their debt, but they would rather keep you in debt. And that's not my problem. When they collect the money for the debt, we thought they want to do something nice. Why are you borrowing? I don't want to go into politics this morning, but are you following me? But why are you borrowing the money? Let's see the evidence of the borrowing. We have not even seen any evidence. We are just borrowing. Borrowing to steal and go to clubs on Friday night. And you think it's only politicians. How about you, young man? You have not become a politician yet. All the money you made, Dorime. That's proof that if we give you local government chairman, we are finished. Because the Bible says he that is faithful in what? Is faithful in what? You know, people easily criticize. My question has always been, all these politicians you see up there, they were once young like you, criticizing politicians. I hope you know. Them too, it shocked them that when they went up there, they are doing the same thing. The change starts from now. I told you a story before I continue of a young man that came to my office and said, Pastor, my dad was a politician. I didn't like the way he lived his life. In fact, I hate being with politics. I am rising to change the narrative. I looked at him head to toe. I said, beautiful ambition. But it's not only by ambition that things get changed. Then I said, okay, question is, do you have a girlfriend? He looked up, he looked down. He said, it's complicated, sir. I said, how many do you have? I hear 1, 2, 3. He said, sir, yes, 3. How did you know? I said, okay. So what are you doing with the 3 now? He said, I'm watching 3 of them. I said, what do you mean by you are watching 3 of them? Is that you kept them and you are watching them? No, you see, he's dating 3 of them. But it's not really date. You will finally make a choice. What? Women, why do you allow yourself go through this kind of mess? Somebody is watching 3 of you to see which one will fit. But women are not even talking. It's like they are doing the same thing too. It's vice versa, I guess. You know, there's this saying that says, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And the one we pay something for my head, I go take serious. Now, to finalize the story, I said you can't manage your relationship. You don't have one, you have 3. Now that you are like this, I say, what if you see 6 billion? What am I saying 6 billion for? 6 billion is too much now. They give you 3 billion for security vote. You may go mad. Like you check it, you see the billion, it's not fake. You withdraw 100 million first. You saw that it's okay, it's your money. Oh my God. You now say, what am I pursuing this life again? Do you understand? So I told him, you cannot become born again first. He had to receive Jesus. That's what makes you, you know, don't just go. There are a lot of people that say, I don't want to sin. Today's sin is my last sin. You know, the funniest people are those that said, as I sin this sin today, I will never sin again. You can never end a sin by sinning it the last time. Because that last time you are sinning the sin makes you more glued to the sin. You are building relationship with the sin as you sin the sin. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because I'm very right. For all of you that have promised to sin last time, how far? You just covenanted to continue the sin. The more you do it the last time, the more sweeter it will become for you. And you come back to it. So you don't stop sin by mere ambition. Are you listening to me? So from today, I will not sin again. You can't, by strength shall no man prevail. Nobody can stop sin just by mere ambition. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit. And listen, you are not ordinary. Many people have been swayed by that lie that you can't be perfect. All these Two-Face song, Nicki Minaj song. And how can, normally, if you have sense, how can such people teach you life? How can somebody they call me, I'm not trying to condemn her, are you listening to me? But when you hear the words that come out from their mouth, how can they teach you life? You know, some people are victims. When they make mistakes, they now describe themselves from the mistake. Now, I'm not trying to insult them for their mistakes, and God himself is not insulting anybody for his mistake. But Satan, this is how he works. Immediately you sin, he comes and defines you by your sin. He told Adam, you are naked. So many people in life agree with their infirmities. They agree with their weaknesses. When they make a mistake, they settle for their weakness. They settle for their mistake. They describe themselves from their mistake. So you see a lot of people saying, I cannot be perfect. They are being sincere, but before God, they are wrong. Because let the weak say, and let the poor say. So you see, naturally and logically, they are right. They are agreeing, they are being sincere that they can't be perfect. But God's word says you can't be perfect. Because nobody understands the creation like the creator. Meaning nobody knows you like God himself. Not Aristotle, not Pluto, not none of them. They don't know you. Not John Locke. None of them knows you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Who knows you better? God himself knows you. And he has given you the word. He's defined you from the word. And that's why you rightly divide the word of truth, to get the juice from it. To see who God has really designed you to be. You don't joke with the Bible, else Satan will interpret it for you. Because when you come to the Bible now, Satan too is fighting. It's like a roaring lion. He wants you to misunderstand the identity about yourself. Because the greatest crisis on the earth is what? So Satan is not it's not easy going. You know? You think when he's done in the world, he will not just stop there. He has entered church. He wants to make sure that believers are not aware of their identity by subjecting them to religion. He did it. He started many years ago. Even in the days of Jesus, Jesus himself could not even resist those guys. You know, is it because Jesus could not resist Satan? He could. He casted Satan from the life of people. He healed a lot of people that were sick. But when he got to the religious, Jesus could not do anything to them. In fact, they said crucify him. Church people said crucify Jesus. They were the only people he could not deliver from their demon. So the Bible said, if the light in you be what? You see that? In church, we have light. How does Satan come and destroy church? By giving us false light in church. And when he gives us the wrong light, the Bible says, how great if the light in you, if what you call light is actually darkness, then scripture says your darkness is very great. No wonder they say crucify Jesus. They didn't stop there. They say his blood be upon us and our children. Look at the depth of wickedness. Crucify him. That's not where they stop. His blood be. Why? Jesus came and negated their belief. That's just the only thing. Just the way we are fighting today, that's how they fought. That church say this. That was it. I tell you the truth. If Jesus was in our generation, we'll still say crucify him. We'll say it. You know, people thought it was easy for the Pharisees and the Sadducees. It was not easy. You think it's easy? Read your Bible. I'm going to give you more scriptures next week to prove to you it was not easy. Let me try and remember some of the events. How can you come to a well that Jacob himself dug? And Israel, they've idolized that well. It was a spiritual well. Everybody will leave their well in the house and come and fetch water there. It was water of life. Jacob, their forefather of faith, dug that well. And Jacob had an encounter before. He didn't just dig. He had an encounter. And Jesus comes to the well. Look at the woman by the well. And start, see the conversation. See how it went. Firstly, the prophetic. And when she opened up and began to, you know, he now said something about worship. She said, we don't have anything to do with you people. We are the ones that are effective in worship. We worship God on the mountain, and our own is effective worship. And Jesus looked at her and said, God is spirit. And they that must worship God must worship God what? In spirit. It's not on mountain. It's not on any ground. No ground is holy. It is the ground that the believer stands on that is holy. You see that? How many of you would like that when Jesus is molded and kept in one part of the church and everybody comes and bow there and they call the place holy ground? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It is not holy because you buried the kidney of Saint John Luke there. No, do you understand what I'm trying to say? There are some people that make altars and bury people there. And when they ask them, they say it is because they want the anointing to be strong. Jesus said no, it's wrong. You see now, if you observe, now the Pharisees are rising in their hearts. They know where I'm going to. Now, Jesus is plenty in this world now. There are many Jesuses. He has come to bring many sons unto glory. Is it that problem he did with the religious? It is now who know that you would have been part of the people that will crucify him. as you are listening to me now, let me see the hatred. Because Jesus would have said this to you. He said, worship is not on any mountain. It's in the spirit. Because God is spirit. He's not in any building, subjected to any building, or subjected to any part of a building. And the woman was, that was the first shock of her life. Who is this one? These are dogmas. These are doctrines that they are following. Everybody knows. And one young boy from Nazareth. Can anything even good come out from there? Coming and saying this kind of rubbish. We even know his father is a carpenter. His mother, Mary, she doesn't used to talk. Very quiet woman. Who is this thing? One small girl, Mary, that gave birth to him, is now coming here to talk all this rubbish. That was not all. He didn't stop there. He went further. He said, give me water to drink. She said, no. I can't give you water. You're not part of us. He said, if you know who is talking to you, you would have given me sins. Because what I can do is powerful than whatever you are doing here. Now he is demeaning the well of Jacob. Point that down. This is Jacob's well. They don't joke with Jacob's well. It's a spiritual well that gives life. That is telling her that if you know who is talking to you, you will not even fetch anything from that well. He said, now imagine how Jesus would have been saying this. You know, the Bible makes it look so soft. I'm sure Jesus was pointing the well. Is it this well you are thinking that? And he said to her, he said, if you know who is talking to you, you will give him water because he has the ability to dig a well. He knew why they were going for that well. See, he said, instead of coming there, you will be at home and you will touch into God. Because I will dig a well in your spirit and out of your belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water. See, that's another problem she had. Which kind of a man is this one? Firstly, you said our worship is false worship. It's in the spirit, not on any mountain. You have disgraced all of us, our culture, everything we have believed for several years. Jesus disgraced in one day. Then secondly, you are not telling me that this well that everybody knows is spiritual. You are saying you can create one in our stomach. We will not even need to come and fetch water from this well. Who are you? That's the one he said in their days. You know, if he was in our days, he would say different ones. Because the doctrines now are different. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And some of us would have said, crucify him. They didn't know it was Satan flowing through them. Are you aware? Remember, what amused me the most was when they brought this man that has been terrorizing the whole city. It's like bringing the leader of Fulani herdsmen. Are you listening to me? Imagine you keep Fulani herdsmen leader, for Benue people to be specific, and you keep, let me use myself as an example, Prophet Simon, and you say, choose one. So because of what Prophet Simon is saying is against many people's doctrine, they say, no, leave Prophet Simon, carry Fulani, release Fulani herdsmen, let him keep on killing us. I don't know why people are getting it. That's how deep it was. That man was killing people in the city. He was stealing from people, collecting people's things and killing them. They still preferred that man over Jesus. Look at the depth of wickedness. Who spoke through them? Religion. Religion is so terrible. They can make useless decisions. Satan flows through them very easy. That was not all. See another thing Jesus said. He said, destroy this temple. Firstly, the disciples said, Master, see how fine this temple is. See how fine this church is. He said, if Jesus was a thief man, he would have said, where? What is there? But the Bible says he looked at it and he frowned at the beauty. Now, if some of you were with Jesus, you would think that Jesus was just being envious. The Bible says he frowned at the beauty. And he said, you see this beauty, not one stone will be left upon another. Meaning Jesus said this building will be destroyed. He didn't just say it to be destroyed. He said, I will destroy this temple in John. Then he said, in 3 days, I will build it up again. Temple that took over 40 something years to be built, you will destroy in how many days? And build another one in 3 days. The word disciples were scattered in their head. And when he sat down, the first question they asked him when he rested and drank water, probably, Pastor, what do you mean by that statement? You have disgraced all of those guys, destroyed their temple. Before they enter, some of them will remove their slippers. They will go and sit down in a holy atmosphere. They design the temple more than the human beings that enter the temple. Are you listening to what I'm saying? There was nothing precious that was not in that temple. And you said you would destroy in 3 days. Which one will be better? They knew that building was the finest in the town. Which one will you build in 3 days? And Jesus said, no, I don't mean for physical temple. I meant for my body. Meaning Jesus was likening physical temple to the old body of sin. That the reason why there is physical temple with old practices and etc. was because of the old body of sin. But right now he's taking that old body of sin for the physical temple and he's destroying it on the cross. And in 3 days he's producing a new temple. That temple is a temple of the Holy Ghost. He for his body. Now in 1 Corinthians 6, he said, do you not know that you're what? A what? Of what? In other words, you are the new temple that I've resurrected, that Jesus created. Jesus is trying to make you understand that God is not in any building. God is in human beings. And it is human beings that bring God to buildings. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So that you know how to decorate yourself as you are coming to church. Because you house God. You house God. I remember I was reading a part of a book that E.W. Kenyon wrote many years ago. He said, release God from the bowels of your spirit. He said, release God. He wants to be released. You are the one that house God. He's not in any part of a building that you go and be bowing your head. Jesus lives in you. Are you listening to me? That is why people come to church and go back unchanged. Because they thought Jesus was in a building, subjected in a part of the building. They go back and they are living anyhow. He is not in any part of a building. He lives in you. And like I was joking last Sunday, was it on Tuesday? I said there's this song, many of us would have danced to that choreography. He lives in me. Are you aware of that song? That's what they are trying to say. Jesus lives in you. Are you aware he lives in you? No, I don't feel that energy. Does he live in you? He lives in you. Are you conscious of his presence? Are you conscious of his blessing? He lives in you. He said, do you not know that he who is joined with a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. It's true. Flesh, you are one. Spirit wise, you have become one. Alright, so forget about harlots, right? And look for a wife. Next part of scripture. 17. He said, because he who is joined to the Lord is one. You are one spirit with God. Shout amen. Amen. He said, if you are joined with God, you are one spirit with him. One spirit that's powerful. Powerful. How will I illustrate this? It's like kind water. I'm pouring inside this. Is it water I will use? What will I use? When you put water inside this thing, are you going to see any difference? Huh? It's the same, isn't it? You are one spirit with God. Now, what is your new spirit? Your new spirit is the spirit of God. Listen, it's not a lie I'm teaching. Don't think your spirit is like this. And God's spirit is like this. Your new spirit is the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? Church, are you here? Your new spirit. Because if your spirit and God's spirit contact, which one will fall? Which one will be subjected? Huh? So what's your new spirit? In the Old Testament, he prophesied about the new bed. He said, I'll give them a new spirit. You see that? Now, I want to read it from 1 Corinthians 2. Reading from verse 9 and 10. He said, the spirit of God searches all things. That's why you can be the best in chemistry. Say amen. You can be the best in physics. Say amen. Do you want to be the best? You can be the best. Because he searches all things. Yeah. The deep things of God. David said, I have understanding more than my elders because the word of God is my meditation. You see, David had more understanding because he was focused on Christ. He was, and you know, when you read the word of God, it elongates the capacity of your understanding. The scope of, you know, the bounds of your understanding, if it was 5 meters, it gets to 150 billion meters. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to say. You can't know Christ and be thinking 5 meters. No, it goes. It just brings it breaks the bank of understanding in your mind. Pop! The scale is broken. A man of God called John Gillick, many years ago in South Africa, they were trying to judge and check IQ. And they had this machine they used to check IQ. And they did for one guy, it was high. Then they did for him, it was the same with the guy. He said, no. He asked if the guy is born again. He said, no. He said, no, it cannot be the same. Give me another chance. Give me some time. He entered the place. He prayed in tongues for 5 minutes. Medicine have proven that people that pray in tongues are more smarter. So, Pastor, I used to pray in tongues, but I'm not smarter. I had third class and a half. In fact, almost to last class. Because you didn't understand you were smart, so you didn't use your smartness. Yes, that's what medicine said. He said, people that pray in tongues are way smarter. You can go and verify what I'm saying. So, John Gillick prayed in tongues for some minutes and came back and said, they put it, broke. Boom! There's nothing against it. He said, that's it. I can't be in the same IQ with people that think in the world. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? People in the world, no, you are way more intelligent. This is a spiritual reality and a physical reality. He said, the spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. My God! And you've got that Holy Spirit on your inside. You see that? Yes, the deep things of God. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Next part of scripture. He then says, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of that man, which is in him? Who knows Oche except the spirit of Oche? Who knows courage except the spirit of courage? Who knows God? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Next part of scripture. It then says, now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given unto us. You know, one time I was studying this scripture, I said, God does not make mistakes. Did you see that we are saying might there? Not say will. Meaning you can be filled with the Holy Spirit and don't know anything. You must have the desire to want to know. You have what it takes to know, but you might not know until you have a desire. You see that? Now, I have a revelation that I can know all things. I will know all things. Lord, I want to know all things. You begin to pray in the Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I can know all things. As you are doing that, you are activating that ability on your inside. Suddenly, all things are revealed to you. The Word of God is revealed to you. You are expectant that when you hold a scripture, you can understand it. It can be unraveled. You know why, Pastor, I don't get to understand scripture. You are not expecting yourself to understand it. You say things like, I understand with ease. In the name of Jesus. So when you carry the Word of God, you are expectant to understand. You are expectant, full of the consciousness that you can know the Word of God. When you carry chemistry and physics and any course, mathematics, you don't say, math is hard. No, you disagree with that. When you are done from church, you don't talk like that anymore. They say math is hard. You have the Spirit that searches all things. Even the deep things of God. And math is hard. How is math hard? You know, you have to fight that wrong ideology on your inside. You shout, mass is not hard. And when the teacher is teaching, you are expecting to understand because you have a consciousness that mass is not hard. So you become the best. Because you know mass is not hard. You are expecting to understand. You like breaking record. Suddenly there's this ferocious appetite for the impossible. It is impossible things you want to do. They say nobody has done that thing before. You want to do it. Nobody has made a first class in that department. You want to make a first class. And you will meet a lot of spirits from people. The meaning your passion. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? In this department, first class, are you mad? Yes, you are mad. The spiritual man, the Bible says, is mad. He said, be not drunk with wine, wine in essence, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Your brain have shifted. You are not thinking normal again. If they say you are mad, say yes. And that's how I'll make it. I'll get it. Nobody has done that before. Then they bring all the reasons why it cannot happen. You have every reason why it can happen. You have every reason why it can happen. What is every reason? The Holy Ghost. You have received all you will need for what? Life and godliness. You are not waiting to receive it from the government. Are you listening to me? You have received it. You are not waiting to receive it from the president. You have received all that you need for life and for godliness. Are you hearing me? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Can you say the Holy Ghost works in the believer by the word? In the new creation by the word. As you get to understand the word, you release the strength of the Spirit. You elongate the ability of the Spirit. It goes beyond where it used to be before. The capacity is elongated. As revelation comes, the ability of the Spirit is times two, times three. That's why the Bible says, grace and peace be multiplied at the knowledge. Grace is multiplied when knowledge comes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Is it the Spirit who is from God that we might know things that are freely given unto us by God? Next part of scripture, verse 13. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. You see, comparing spiritual things with spiritual, men will think we are mad. The Bible said the things of the Spirit are what? Foolishness to men that only went to school. To men. If you only have a degree, a PhD, these things we are saying will be foolish to you. Are you listening to me? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I remember a story of a man of God that said he wanted to marry this professor's daughter. He's a professor of medicine. And the professor was wondering, why will a doctor, because he's a doctor too, want to leave medicine and enter full-time ministry? Is he mad? Why? You know, some people believe pastors can be doctors full-time and pastors full-time. You may not see the next day. It's not possible. So God called him fully and he left. And he was a doctor. He studied medicine. And he was so annoyed because his daughter too studied medicine, professor. I didn't want that. And one time, the almighty professor was diagnosed with a sickness that could kill him. Who did God use to touch him? The son-in-law. He entered and asked, and he explained all the medical things. Him too is a doctor. He said, just leave that sign small. I sense an anointing. And he laid his hands on the man. And the man immediately got him. Immediately got him. He said, marry my daughter. If there was another daughter, they would have added, marry. He found a treasure bigger than mercy. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are struggling to marry because you are not anointed. Be anointed. You don't want to hear. Anointed. When you hit father-in-law, you think they'll be asking you for bride price. They'll pay bride price for you. You've not seen father-in-laws that pay bride price for son-in-laws. I haven't started a business for them. Because they are anointed. You came inside the house. As you entered the first day, you say, I sense something here. When you talk and talk and talk, they say it's true, sir. I mean, what was it called? What was the first visit called? Introduction turns into a prophetic service. Then you think, who would doubt your ability? Like when I went to marry my wife, they say when they saw me, I was hearing from their mouths that as I stood up to talk, they knew, Kai, who have been blessed. God has remembered her family. Do you understand? Karabushaka. Then I remember they asked me one funny question. How will you take care of our daughter as a pastor? And I said, there's a mighty supply. Everybody was just looking at me. What kind of a man? I tell you, I'm not joking. She's there. I said, there's a mighty supply by the Spirit of God. Thank you. You know, one time one of the in-laws came to the house. They came to visit us. Immediately he entered the house. Immediately he entered. He just sat down and said, "Man of God." We greeted. He said, he was telling the other ladies, her sister. See, the person we were doubting that time. Oh my God. I couldn't even hear that woman two times. I'm like, thank God for your deliverance. I've not even spoken too much yet. He was so blessed. Just entering. Because he saw nothing look like lack around. No. Nothing looked like lack around. Do you understand? You must have that holy impetus by the Spirit. So this man is proud. You are prouder. Ajayi prouder. Are you here tonight? It's what we call holy boasting. I'm like my father. Woke up in the morning, nobody say, "Who are you?" He started introducing himself. Nobody asked God a question. He just encountered John. As John entered into the encounter, the trance, he said, "Okay, John, listen now. Listen. I am the Alpha, the Omega." John did not say, "Introduce yourself." Mm-mm. He started introducing. He said, "The beginning and the end." John was in a problem. God, introduction just delivered John. Only introduction. Do you understand? The church were under a siege. You know, Italian government at that time, the king Caesar, was having a problem with them. They were having their services under the ground, you know. They were being persecuted. And when John was praying for God to intervene, the first way God encountered him, said, "I'm Alpha." First, he said, "This is the revelation of Jesus. I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the bright and morning star. He who was, is to come." I'm sure John's eyes were just open. Wow. Deliverance has come. That's how God is. Then you are trying to be humble. They did not ask him to introduce himself. He said, "Introduce him." You wake up in the morning and say, "I'm a son of the living God, full of life and light." You said, "There's a mighty supply around me." Say, you think it's a joke? Don't talk and see. That's why you're still broke. Say, "No, you don't make money by talking. You make money by working. Where do you want to work? Where? Go and work now." Now this, "Amen, I receive." Now rubbish. Go outside, use your hand and walk. We are not saying don't walk. The Bible said, as the people were walking in the book of Habakkuk, as they were walking, what happened? Was it Habakkuk? Is it Habakkuk? Ezra, sorry. As the people were walking, the Bible said the prophet was prophesying to them as they walk. And at the end of it, the Bible did not say they prospered by their work. It said they prospered by the prophesying of the prophets. "Believe in the Lord your God and you shall believe in his prophet and you shall what?" It is God that said it. It is not me. I wish it was not so. Meaning when you come to church and hear the prophesying of the prophet, the word of God, something happens to your spirit. Like it is happening right now. You know, yesterday we were talking in the leadership and they were trying to give me a report of a certain firm where some of our guys work. They say all of our guys in that firm always receive an award at the end of the year. All of them. I didn't see it as anything. You can't be here and not receive an award. You are not here. It's not possible that the best staffs are all from church. How can you not receive the award? Who should receive it? Something happens to your spirit when you hear the word of God. Fire is just blowing. You can't just do things anyhow again. You know, I saw one post from a sister in this church. I can't remember the face of the sister. You are lucky I didn't remember. I would have called your name sharp. She said, "The last time I ever enjoyed peace and freedom was when I was in my womb." She now put a picture of the baby in her womb. I screenshotted the picture. I'll check the name after service. So that was the last time she ever had peace and freedom, when she was in her mother's womb. Now the troubles of life. Oh my God. Which church are you from? Who is your father in the faith? I had to to screenshot it and say, this thing, we'll talk about it. What a wrong understanding, wrong place, wrong sunnesses, wrong confession. No homologio. You are still saying carnally devised fables. He said, I give you peace, not like the world give peace. Did you see it in your Bible? Not like the world give peace. In all these things, you are more than conquerors through him that has loved you. You don't see that kind of scripture in your Bible. Meaning, as the situation is happening, just be going through the situation with the consciousness that you have won. Except you win, the story has not finished. Whatever is happening, except you end up winning, it does not finish. In all these things, you are what? More than. Not a conqueror. More than. There's so much peace on your inside, in your spirit. You release it to every storm. So much love you release to every hate. So much in your spirit. So much in your spirit. You can't settle for less. No, I refuse to settle for less. Then he says in verse 16, he said, who knows the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Who knows? Because the Spirit of God flows in the direction of the word. You've heard that song. He's standing by your side to bring his word to pass. He said, who knows the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Because when we speak, he does it. Jesus said, it is not me that do the work, it is the Father in me that does the work. I speak it, he does it. So when we speak the right word, the Holy Ghost from our inside does it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He said, but we have the mind of Christ. We are the one that can speak things and see it come to pass. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? No wonder Colossians 3, 5 and 6, he said, let the word of God dwell in your heart richly. Tell somebody richly. Fool yourself with the word, so that when you're in any situation, what will be released is the word. Like you carry foam and put inside water, when you press it, what comes out? Water. Even if there's pressure, so much chaos in your life, what you release is what you are made up of. Say, but why did you talk like that? I was under pressure. No, release the right words under any pressure. Satan comes and the heat of sin is so much. Why did you notice it? Your eyes were not gazed on Jesus. They were not set. Because the Bible says, they that trust in the Lord are like trees planted by the riverside, whose root will never wither. That's why you are planted by the riverside. You are like a tree planted by the riverside, whose root can never wither. Whatever they do, prospers. If it does not prosper yet, keep on doing it. I was doing it 2 weeks ago, it has not prospered. Expect it to prosper. He said, whatever you do, are you listening to me? A believer say, I started, it did not work. You, a believer, you started what? It did not work. Go and pray in the spirit. If the Holy Spirit says, change it. And when he says, start something, do it with boldness. Remember, any vision the Holy Ghost gives you to start is for his kingdom. Satan will come against it. You don't try to cast Satan away. You enforce that he has been destroyed. You enforce that authority on his head. Get out. Insist that Satan is not a function anymore. He will try. He will dare. If God gives you a multi-billion dollar idea, Satan will come. It's a promise. He will come. Because he knows you like this. If you make the money, it's not. He knows it's not women. He knows kingdom will move. He knows if God give you a billion now, we'll have like 10 bosses in church. We'll finish our project. So say, no. I don't want that to happen. Rather, let me allow those that will buy fish for girls in high level. Let me allow them to prosper. Are you catching what I'm trying to explain? It's so logical. It's true. Very true. That wherever God plants, that's why where Satan likes to plant his own evil. He sees you confessing. He's scared. Heat is catching him in hell. I'm born again, full of the Holy Ghost. Do you know the kind of heat you are causing in hell? He can't rest. He's sweating. Do you see what that sister is doing? She's born again, full of the Holy Spirit. If that lady becomes what she's saying, we are finished. We are finished in high level. What will he do? He will package a brother, your speck. Say, go and meet that sister. You would think he is passing. No, he was sent. And funny enough, they don't even know they are sent. Do you know that? When Satan was speaking through Peter, Peter did not know Satan was speaking through him. There are many people Satan have used. They are not aware till today. They are innocent. They will say, I love you, I swear to God. They are very innocent. Who is speaking through them? Satan. So don't be swayed by, I swear to God, I love you. Listen carefully. Whose voice are you hearing there? Do not be ignorant of the devices of the devil. You that will have prophesied greatness on your life. Say you are a woman of God that will take over from Catherine Kuhlman. Said all the beautiful things. What swayed her finally in her story of greatness? A man. Somebody say, God forbid. Is it making sense to you? That's how Satan, do not be ignorant of the devices of the devil. You know, most ladies, the reason why they feel a prey to the men Satan bring their way is because they begin to have low self-esteem. And it is caused from their homes. Firstly, serve their mother. You are 28, 29. See, leave my house. Go to your husband's house. Don't be dragging food with me in this house. It may seem like they are joking, but they mean what they are saying. At the end of it, they will laugh and say, I was just joking. But it has entered your spirit. It is registered there. So now, unconsciously, you too, you are telling God, I beg, make man come. And when we are telling you the standard, when you come to church and hear the standard of a man you should marry, you're like, is that man in bed with it? Anyone that comes will package him. You begin to have itchy ears. You are waiting for a pastor to say, marry any kind of person. And you will find those pastors. There are plenty on Facebook. The minute you now enter, sit down and say, check this. As you are checking your video reads, and don't allow any man of God to deceive you. When you find a man, greatness has been written concerning you. But Satan, through sin, will subject it. But thank the Holy Ghost. Thank God Almighty. For He has given us the victory. All the potentials are on our inside reach the climax of that potential. Why? Because we have all we need for life. We are full of the Holy Spirit. We are full of the Holy Ghost. All the glories in every sector of life that God wants us to function, we will function there. We will not be limited by sin. Because He has given us all that we need to subject sin. You see that? All we need to subject sin. So we refuse to fall a prey to the devil. Nobody needs to tell me I'm beautiful. God's word has said I've been beautifully made. No man can take advantage of me. No woman can take advantage of me. That sounds funny, isn't it? But yes. Because I have received the Holy Spirit. And He's told me my life is beautiful. I'm in a house God. Isn't that interesting and powerful enough? A house God Almighty. He lives in me. I carry the presence of God. I carry all the glory of God. If He lives in me, everything of heaven is around me. All protocols. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Imagine God steps into Makodi with His entourage. It will be far better than Tinubu's own. Far! The angels that will come, nobody will see himself because there will be so many. So many angels. So many angels. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Bible speaks about the angels of His presence. There are plenty. That only one third left heaven and see all the problem on the earth. Only one third. Imagine if one third left heaven and all these demons we know. Even this is the dumb demon. What's his name? Aleku is one of the demons that left heaven. Azor spirit is one of the demons that left heaven. Do you understand? The pastor, you joke about this. Don't joke about my tradition. That is a filthy tradition. Do you understand? It's from hell. A tradition that a demon that is not fair to women. Now, everything you have heard, begin to speak it over your life. Speak it over your life. Speak it over your life. Be sincere about it. You want to see it, speak it. Everywhere. Don't just watch. Pray it with so much conviction. Don't be lenient with God's word. Don't be lenient with God's word. Don't be familiar with His word. Now this is where the victory is. He has said so that we may boldly say. Speak it over your life. Speak it with conviction. speaking with power, speaking with all sincerity.
I'm one spirit with Christ. I'm one spirit with Christ. I'm one spirit with Christ. Oh, that's powerful. I'm one spirit with Christ. Jiba katala bashe kutupu kapaya. Jiba katala ibragedebo suka palia kabaya. Eyanama shabaku sivrahani abaya. And unto you I lift my voice and say, you are the Lamb upon the throne. And unto you we lift our voice and say, you are the Lamb upon the throne. Holy, holy, holy to the Lamb. Shapakash brekeliya bakaba. Holy. I mean, pray with so much conviction. Lord, I'm not just a mental assenter. I'm a doer of your word, not just a forgetful hearer. For your glorious. Shabakaparuka Shabagalabaya. Libra Gadi. My whole life. My eyes, my mind is flooded with the light of God's word. I see life through the word. I see any situation, every situation, by the word of life. I refuse to be swayed in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, he was hung on the tree and cursed for my sake. Now I'm free. And he that the Son of Man makes free is free indeed. I'm free. I begin to walk in glory. I begin to walk in victory. I'm a son of the living God. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Ragabashakabaya. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. Pray in the Spirit. Exalted high above the worship of the people of the earth. I see. Oh, Shabbat. Yekabaya. For months have seen the King. The Lamb upon the throne who waits forever. My life is ordered by the word. My step is ordered by the word. I take in the direction of the Spirit. I take in the direction of the Holy Ghost. I'm a being of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, riga basha kabaranusha. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.